Wednesday, April 26, 2017.
Listen together now, let's gather round.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's the Satirically Challenged Show.
Yes. And welcome back to the Satirically Challenged Show. In this episode, we follow a woodland creature. Now, I don't know if you actually heard in the announcement, but we do follow a woodland creature, and we begin in a town square. Now, we do advise you to keep listening, as the story probably never be repeated again. So, I saw a squirrel in a town square, and I followed the squirrel into a shopping center. That is really all you have to know, Pinkwood.
Yes.
And Johnny, the squirrel went directly for, you guessed it,
the
shoe department.
Yes, shoe department. Boy, the good old shoe department.
Pinkwood, what is going on in the shoe department?
I don't know. You would know better.
Of course you'd know. You try on shoes like water. Of course
as
you'd
you
know.
Do. As you do.
No,
too.
I do not. I do not. I don't. But that's right.
Sure.
That's right.
Yeah.
We should continue then. Nordstrom, the store in question we covered on last Monday's podcast, is selling cake jeans and dirt for hundreds of dollars. $500 to be exact. Now, if that's not enough, this squirrel, I believe his name is Dovey. Dovey had a floor ground view from the jeans. And so he crept up the jeans.
Ooh,
and started eating them. They tasted really, really, really good. Tasted like home. I mean, though it's not the first time, Pinkwood, Johnny,
right.
Is it the first time that Nordstrom has sold jeans like this?
Oh, wow. Hold on.
Here I am.
Yay!
Yes.
Here I am. I think I'm here.
Yay!
Yes. Is it the first time that straight Barracuda jeans have been sold with mud stains on them for $425?
It's first for me.
It's the first,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
On
yeah.
Last Monday's podcast, didn't we say that a farmhand could get better? Didn't you say that a farmhand could get better jeans for less money? I think so, right? I think that's what you said. And then there were a whole bunch of Twitter followers, right?
Yeah.
So, which some of them said
trying
that
to track their supply would be like, would accomplish the same thing for a whole lot less.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Right, getting run over by a tractor trailer would accomplish a lot more.
Not a tractor trailer, sorry.
Getting run over with mudded jeans would accomplish a lot more, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So
going to Tractor Supply Company and going into a mud pit, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Going into a mud pit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
it
with
would
that, with that, Dovey followed his instinct. And
right.
So he went to the shoe department.
Mm.
And where Neiman Marcus is now selling distressed shoes for
how much?
Put a low price of $1,425.
And you're not talking about $14.25.
Sign
no.
me up for $14.25.
But
right,
but
at that point.
You know, Neiman Marcus is Neiman Marcus's excuse is that they were Belgian.
Oh.
So that's why these Belgian, all right, Belgian ripped up 90 sneakers. Terry had such fun, Dovey had such fun with. The
right.
fact is that these were so last month, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Dovey says, okay, so together they actually equal around, if you do some quick math, around
right. Around what?
1,849 dollars.
Yeah.
Now, considering that it's $1,849, he says I can pay that in my Squirrel account. I can use my nuts to actually pay all of this.
Right.
And then screw over some more international designers by going
right.
to Italy and getting practically stuffed.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is that Neiman Marcus is a Dallas-based luxury department store and describes
right.
the designer as a pioneer of the avant-garde.
Oh.
Well, to Dovey, it was the pioneer of he who has shitteth on the mass
right.
population. You know, the fact
mm-hmm.
is that, you know, Mike Rowe said, behold, the latest
mm-hmm.
assault from Nordstrom, finally, a pair of jeans that
right.
they look like they've been worn by somebody from a dirty job. Like, for people who don't. But of the sneakers, he had no comment.
Oh.
The fact is that, you know, people are raising their eyebrows at Neiman Marcus of how can you charge so much? I mean, you don't expect a congressman's kid to actually go in there, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in fact,
they could probably afford it.
He could probably afford it. But, you know, congressmen love
mm-hmm.
to keep stuff low to the ground, if you know what I mean.
Right.
You know, low-hanging branches swing from vines.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yet, we will just say this about Neiman Marcus, at least without the squirrel present.
Mm-hmm.
Stop selling your crap. Nobody's interested in 90s.
Yeah.
Everybody's interested in 90s sneakers, but not at the price you're selling them.
Right.
I mean,
yes,
very
Johnny.
Very true. Very true.
I'll throw in my sneakers into a wood chipper and
right.
charge for a low price of $900.
Right.
I'm a Morgan.
Right.
Into your wood chipper.
Yeah,
now that, you have a wood chipper on you?
No. But,
you don't
but, you know,
have
like,
a wood chipper.
Throw it in there, and when it comes out, boom, distressed sneakers. You're welcome.
Right. Very true.
Ah, right. But they'll hurt like crap after they're worn, right? I mean,
I'm sure they hurt like...
That's the price of war, good wardrobe, isn't it?
Exactly.
Hey, that's the price of good high fashion.
Exactly. Good high fashion, which is exactly what Dovey is looking for just in squirrel size. The fact is that he's an extra, 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 10 times over, extra small. You know, human clothing is not really approachable for a squirrel like him.
Yeah.
You know, and the fact is that people go, he takes objection to people going absolutely nuts because he searches for nuts.
Right.
Every day, in every squirrel hole, in every oak tree, in every tree,
right.
Even in the woodchipper. So, Johnny, I suggest to you, I put forth this. Please do not get your sneakers in the woodchipper yet.
Right.
So,
word advice, do not put your hand in the wood chipper.
Do not put your hand in the wood chipper. Children, do not put your hands in the wood chipper.
Not just children. Anybody, don't put your hand
anyone.
In the wood
chipper. Anyone.
Because it won't end well, trust me.
Yeah. But
God, why am I doing...
Anyone, you know, don't...
Why
it's
am I,
not a
why
good
am I doing...
idea.
Oh, God, why am I doing Trump hands over here?
Oh, God.
I don't know. But anybody, the fact is that he goes, now after raiding, getting the appropriate size, he goes to the, takes his furry butt to the, to the checkout. People can hardly wait.
Okay.
You know, he's weaving in and out like you do, right?
Right.
And pretty much pays in nuts. The cashier looks at him as if to say...
Must be one of them Lower East Side squirrels.
Oh, yeah. I mean, totally Lower East Side.
Those
they don't give a...
get around, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, they have their own cluster, the nut treasury in Central Park, which, ironically, goes to next. So, he goes down into the subway and basically hails the F to the West Side. Wearing his very, 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 very tiny shoes and jeans with on him. So now we've got that, right? Right. So now we've got that. What's happening in disabled news, Pinkhook?
No, disabled news is... Oh, right. Right. Or how will we all just go about?
Okay, we'll all just go about this. So, yes, disabled news. My kid has a disability and I can't...
Let's preface this that it's a woman who wrote this. She's an advocate and her son has a disability. She was voting for purely Republican, and now she sees, because of the ACA, there's a chance that her son, who has autism, will lose any sort of medical coverage based upon his disability, which is terrible.
Right. And so Dobby reads this. He sees red. He begins crying because... He knows that he's part of a diversity thing. The diversity thing is that, like all of us, he actually has a heart too.
Mm-hmm.
Though he can't really read well. He's mm-hmm. myopic in one eye.
Right.
You know. Then the fact is that myopic in one eye means that you've lost sight of the other eye.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Right. The fact is that disabled children everywhere, including us, have problems, right?
Mm-hmm.
The majority of, whether you're Republican, red, or blue
mm-hmm.
care more about disability than reds do. That's
right.
Not a general statement. It's pretty specific, I think.
Yes, it is.
But,
so,
you know, in special needs world, there's a lot of stuff that needs to be taken care of. Number one.
Right. Just like how certain people we could see and how we've had the ability, I mean, our real abilities, to meet some people who were in entertainment backgrounds, some in corporations, that
various things,
and even where big corporations like Disney, they do have diversity departments, and they acknowledge, at least from what we gathered, that they're working to bring more diversity to those, bring more roles that have disability related, focus on it. So that's a big thing. In my own take on it. Where a company has diversity department and it's striving to do more, and yet sometimes it may not happen, which is unfortunate.
Squirrels also have diversity.
Record jumping. Mm-hmm.
Yes, squirrels also have diversity departments. Believe it or not,
mm-hmm.
they even have their own Congress. So, Dobby goes to Congress to complain about the fact that, he first sees elements that will retire from the Ringling Brothers and Barnum's Billy Circus, and he's also still in the department store. He is now turned pink. Why is he turned pink? Woman dropped blush up accidentally, which splattered him.
That
pretty much ruined his night. So he goes to Congress to complain about the fact that he can't complain for himself. And so he also knows about James Comey's firing and Elizabeth Warren and how she's trying to tell Elizabeth Warren about the fact that Neiman Marcus is trying to screw the American people. And the middle class and the middle class and the lower class and even foreigners. And Elizabeth Warren says, wait, you're telling me, this is the one's not English, you're telling me that she is, or they're screwing, they're screwing the general public? I have to get on this. So, basically,
Mm-hmm.
Basically, she goes back to her office, right?
Right.
To get Warren to get the furry monster out of her way, sent him off to Disneyland. We all know that Disneyland, not in California, in Florida. We also know
that
Disney
World.
Disney World, sorry, not Disneyland. Disney World. The fact is that Disney World is more popular than Disneyland. Disneyland is smaller than Disney World. World, land, land, world. No shoes, no shirt, no shit, no problem. But the fact is that Dovey gets sent off Disney World, where
right.
he encounters people of all shapes, sizes, weights, heights, all of that. And he tries to voice his complaints. He can't voice his complaints. I mean, the fact is that going back to the article before this, there's been a debate. And the debate is in the real world, not in Squirrel World, is do Republicans care really enough about people with
disabilities?
And the answer is not so easy.
Not so much.
To dissect.
No.
It's a toss-up.
I mean, we know on this podcast, because we've covered the pre-existing conditions, we've covered a lot of things. We've been on the pre-existing conditions list, and we can tell you stuff is missing. It's like they took a poo-poo platter and and literally picked from the bunch.
Yeah. It was like, it's like a little from column A, a little from column B. That works.
It's like they took a poo-poo platter and left the platter.
Well, they left the platter and took the food.
It's just poo-poo.
It is poo-poo.
You're
but
right.
Also, the fact that disability children and law are two very different things.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is that when the Affordable Disability Act came into existence was in 1997 by the UN legislature.
Right.
Our Bill of Rights came into 1992.
Right.
Or maybe even earlier. We'll correct this next Monday if we do get this wrong. But the fact is that the ACA has been around for many, 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 many years.
Yes, it has been.
And it's just as hard for everything to be literally the hardest fight ever. The fact
for everyone involved,
including squirrels on occasion. The reality of the fact is that we fight harder than anybody else. We do harder than anybody else. If you're an autistic ADHD person, you focus on detail obsessively.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's hands down.
How do you think this podcast gets together? We focus on detail.
Yeah.
You know.
We do.
The fact is, the proposal, it also brings into it the proposal to cut cuts to Medicaid, affecting not only families and specific income bracket, but also affecting future disability benefits that our children will need as well. Those that are parents and have disabled kids, start making noise. We're serious.
Yes.
We can't do it alone. We need you.
No, we can't. No,
we
can't.
We need you. We need you to make noise with us. We're a podcast, but there's also Terry. I mean, you know, animals, trees, everything. But as much as the arguments for states' rights, and after living in the States, who could care less about the education and providing services for the disabled population and the federal oversight in protections and enforcement and protections that are absolutely necessary to when you have entire states that care more about the high school football program than staffing their special education classrooms. So, the only way to get into a classroom that is ADIS, scroll-proof, football-proof, or concussion-proof,
right,
is to slam your ass into a football field. And then you'll end up exactly where we are.
Yes.
So, get on the pile.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fact is that when you're heading into a red alert, and we're at now with Comey being fired, it looks a lot more like we're living in a Nixonian era. And even the Nixonian, you know you're in trouble when even the Nixonian library goes, that's not our fault!
Right. Oh, yeah. It's like,
that's not our fault. We don't take the blame.
We didn't do it. We didn't do it. Blech.
It's like, when? When
we
is
didn't
this
do it.
What's going on?
You know, and then also, but back, the fact is that, you know, also the new administration is touting robust vouchers programs. They're not for good use. You know.
Not we need in a society, and it's great that someone actually stepping up as well and going, you're pretty much, you can't exactly just do this either.
And the fact
you
is
either
that,
have
yet,
to see that it's
right. The fact is that yesterday, they passed the ACHA, the a bill that would allow states to opt out of any mandated coverage for those with pre-existing conditions, which includes everybody from autism.
That's
pregnancy.
Not going to do any good.
Oh no! It's not.
And also, it includes very small pregnancies as well, and very little brains. But then also, it would greatly impact Medicaid and funding for individuals with disabilities, and every medical disability and autism organizations pressed the opposition at HCA, and what would it mean for our most vulnerable populations? And yet, enough Republicans are okay with that. How can you be okay with that?
I have no idea, but there's. And that
how can
blows
you,
my
what
mind.
What are you smoking?
Truly, it blows my mind.
Like, what are you smoking? Number one.
I'm sure if they took away their health care. Wait.
Number two, Dolby is probably smoking.
Better than ours. So.
The fact is.
I'm sure if they took away their health care, they're going to flip out. They're going to flip out.
Yeah. I mean, the fact is that they're literally, you know, squirrels have disabilities too, mental disabilities. They go absolutely bonkers. I mean, some of them have landed in so many things. You know, everything from hospitals to institutions, they are hospitals, smaller institutions, smaller torture institutions, and every other institution that you could possibly think of. The fact is that also, you know, it's all right to be a, it's all right to have your voice, right? But
yeah,
in terms of having your voice, do something with it.
Right.
Do something with it. Don't be just a slouch and say, what are you doing?
Something has to be said and done. More has to be done with this. And we cannot just be standing idly by when everyone is affected. And it's not a choice either. It's far from it.
I mean,
actually,
disabilities are choices, just like becoming gay is not a choice.
No, for healthcare.
No, I know, but becoming gay is not a choice. Either you are or
this.
You aren't.
I know this.
Just like
I'm saying
you have disabilities.
I'm saying about healthcare.
Yeah,
I'm
healthcare.
Saying about people with disabilities, yes.
Same thing. It's no different.
Not really a choice.
There's not, like, you don't...
You're pretty much born with it.
What?
You're pretty much born with it.
You're born with it, whether you like it or not. And anybody who says, oh, can't you be normal? Well, no, we can't.
Well.
Sorry.
Well, normal's just letting on their washer, so.
Yeah, and we're not apologizing for being a washer or an automaton or anything else.
I just,
you know.
Really, it's like, come on. Just come on. And we'll call it a day.
We're not going to call it a day.
No, we'll call it a day when more people start to hear us or... Or we won't be calling it a at all. We'll just keep fighting for something else. It happens and it goes on. And we're serious about it. And we mean it.
We're gonna keep fighting.
Yep, we are.
People forget it's not a red badge of courage.
It's more like
and anybody that says that
is mistaken. Too.
It's mistaken in so many ways because we have so much more fight. Back to the fact that you know, the squirrel is complaining for his life. And he doesn't even get squirrel passes either. So he stabs out of the park.
And then no. And we end up hearing about these events, series of events, and how a New Jerseyan and an Uber.
Yeah, and an Uber, which we'll get into. The Uber, the fact is that the Uber is the worst part of the story, though.
Mm-hmm.
Why? We'll get to that in 4 minutes. The fact is that in the animal kingdom, in the animal kingdom, you have a hierarchy. Squirrels are at the lowest totem pole in the universe, even though they can fly, jump, you know, do stuff. They're freaking fast.
Mm-hmm.
Dobby knows this.
You're right.
However, he takes the smallest plane with the smallest ticket to Jackson, Mississippi, where He basically encounters an Uber. Uber is now getting hit with lawsuits. It's about time. Isn't it
right?
Good? The fact is
right.
that Uber is being sued by everyone. Even though it has a program for people with disabilities, we have covered this from the very beginning. They even have a program for walking dogs into backs of cars. Blind dogs, too. Seeing eye dogs, too.
No, seeing eye dogs, not blind dogs. Wow.
Yeah,
that's,
sorry.
That's
blind dogs that... Oh, seeing eye dogs that become blind. After getting shot in the car.
Yeah, no.
No.
Yeah, no.
My God, that
no.
made me
crazy. That was cringeworthy. We could say
it
that.
It is cringeworthy. But I'll fix it. But the fact is that, yeah, this is happening. The California Disabled Persons Act and the California's Unfair Compensation Act law, according to the suit, two plaintiffs are unable to use Uber because the company just doesn't enable them to request cars that are accessible to wheelchairs in Mississippi, ironically enough. And as a result, people with disabilities in Jackson have no ability to call wheelchair accessible vehicles. And specifically a trained driver through an app. Also,
right.
even there are drivers on the road who have vehicle training, and there's no way for Jackson users with disabilities to find a train driver who won't get them into trouble. Uber launched in 2014, and in 2015 is when it had problems. But the fact is that Uber launched Uber Access. Through Uber Access...
Right.
Passengers can request Uber Assist or Uber Wave.
Mm-hmm.
Wheelchair accessible ride, which would pick them up. But Uber Access is not urban or Uber markets. But the availability of Uber Access to normal people is Uber... ubiquitous. But the fact is that we are piloting several models in various cities across the country to determine where wheelchair accessible vehicle options are needed and best meet the needs of the riders and driver partners. Cities, commercial providers like New York, Houston, London, Portland, and last October, Chicago disability rights group sued Uber, saying that Uber should provide more wheelchair accessible vehicles in passengers. And also, we take those issues seriously, so do squirrels, and unfortunately, our squirrel, he met his end.
Right.
And
very unfortunate.
Very, very unfortunate.
And the
because
fact
the
that
fact,
Uber could constantly keeping themselves into this trouble really shows something. Really shows that they're not capable of understanding the ADA. They're not understanding anything.
I don't think anybody
Johnny,
I don't know what you think. I mean, what do you think? I mean, do you think normal people are capable of understanding the ADA?
But when we could know that taxis have to follow ADA,
mm-hmm.
So do Ubers. So do pretty much
everyone.
So Everyone. It's kind of a thing. Last time I checked.
The fact is that people who, you know, if you have high-functioning autism like most of us on this podcast, or ADHD.
But the issue is we don't have a voice of for someone who's unable to, who does not have an invisible disability.
Right.
And that's the biggest thing where
right.
we don't know, where we have no idea how or what they go through on an everyday basis. Because New York City, as much as it's a great city, most people aren't able to use subways if they are not physically, if they're wheelchair bound. Not
right.
trying to be rude.
Exactly.
I'm just saying it's a sad sight to
exactly.
see.
Even the MTA is getting sued, ladies and gentlemen. And we all know this. Because of the fact that
it's pretty bad when we could see certain things go on and yet no one is willing to step up and say
well,
anything
nobody's willing
until
to step up
people
with...
go. Right.
Right.
We could only hope that these changes come into effect for the better. Because it's sickening to see who's been had countless lawsuits, countless issues, getting away with something, and then not even taking appropriate actions and steps.
Right.
So,
and
isn't that a bit unfortunate how Uber could just get away with it and...
I mean...
Uber can get away with so much, but yet they don't see who they're affecting.
Right.
Because they don't, and until they see it, they wouldn't know. They wouldn't know who their customers are. Not unless they really take that into account. I just highly doubt that. They do.
Right.
And when the needs are there, cab companies have to follow the ADA. They're actually stepping up in New York City. So
right.
Uber gets away with it, gets away with not stepping up when they should be. I mean, they should have the same, when they should be following the same things, same kind of rules and regulations that are out there that cabs do.
Right, and the fact is that, you know, when
right.
you don't protect it. People with disabilities, you're not really protecting anybody. You know,
nope, you're
not protecting the families. You're not protecting most people. I mean, most people with disabilities.
Anyone.
You're
yeah, not. You're right.
So.
And it's a total. And the events that go on, and these stories don't get out there easily either. So you have to look for these. I'm thrilled that Tech Church actually stepped up and wrote something about Uber and also bringing in disabilities, because it's very rare you see Tech Church or other newspapers, local or online magazines actually take time and point out what's going on.
Kudos to TechCrunch.
It's unheard of. Yeah, TechCrunch. Sorry about that. It's been a day.
It's been a day. Anyway.
Sorry.
So, Dovey really does meet the sorry end with his $1,892 sneakers and jeans and fun time. He doesn't even get to meet Elizabeth Warren. He unfortunately gets run over by a beaver Uber. In the jeans that he brought.
That's
the
way to go.
And
that's
the
way
shoes
to go.
That he got from
I think I'm
the market. And when everybody went, where's Dobby?
Well, that disappointment.
Let's go.
Yes.
Good night. Good night, everyone.
Bye.